This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, text 16. I'm sorry, text 17. Oh, we had a choice, 16 or 17. We'll do 16. Vaktam. Arhasi,
Arhasi,
Asheshena,
Asheshena,
Divya,
Divya,
Hi,
Hi,
Atma,
Atma,
Viputayaha,
Viputayaha,
Yabhir,
Yabhir,
Viputibhir,
Viputibhir,
Lokan,
Lokan,
Imam,
Imam,
Tvam,
Tvam,
Vyapya,
Vyapya,
Tishtasi,
Tishtasi,
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokam
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokam
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokam
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokam
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
As far as possible, let's move up. Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokam
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokam
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
10.17, 10.16 Roll here.
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan
Imam stvam vyapyasya tishtati
Imam stvam vyapyasya tishtasi
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Divya hyatma vibhutayaha
Yabhir
vibhutibhir lokan
Imam
stvam vyapyatishtasi
Vaktum arhasi asesena
Vaktum arhasya sheshena
Divya
hyatma vibhutayaha
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Vaktum arhasi asheshena
Vaktum arhasi asheshena
Divya he atmana vibhutayaha
Divya atma vibhutayaha
Divhir vibhutir bhir lokan
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Vaktum
arhasi asheshena
Divya hi atma vibhutayaha
Divya hi atma vibhutayaha
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Imam stvam vyapyatishtasi
Vaktum,
Vaktum,
to say,
arhasi,
you deserve,
asheshena,
in detail,
divyaha,
divine,
he,
certainly,
Suddenly,
Atma,
your own,
Viputayaha,
opulences,
Yabhihi,
by which,
Viputibhi,
opulences,
Lokan,
all the planets,
Iman,
these,
Tvam,
you,
Vyapya,
pervading,
Tishtasi,
remain.
Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. Purport. In this verse, it appears that Arjuna is already satisfied with his understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. By Krishna's grace, Arjuna has personal experience, intelligence, and knowledge, and whatever else a person may have. And through all these agencies, he has understood Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him, there's no doubt. Yet he's asking Krishna to explain his all-pervading nature. People in general, and the impersonalists in particular, concern themselves mainly with the all-pervading nature of the Supreme. So Arjuna is asking Krishna how he exists in his all-pervading aspect through his different energies. One should know that this is being asked by Arjuna on behalf of the common people.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam jena putale Swayam rupa kada mahyam Tathati shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Vaktum Arhasya Sheshena Divya Yatma vibhutayaha Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan Imans tvam vyapya tishtasi Hare Krishna. We're going to test the sound. Right? Get it right and then we're done. Hello, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram. Well, now it's nothing. Hare Krishna. Now it's something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is that okay? Krishna, Krishna. Seems okay, huh? Krishna, Krishna, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just thinking how we get the maximum use out of the space we have. Yeah. Drum can go under the table. Thank you.
That needs a little more room, huh? And the mobiles are all checked, right? Arjuna has heard from Krishna about his transcendental nature, and here there's something that strikes me, which hadn't struck me before, how Arjuna has understood Krishna. First, Srila Prabhupada says, of course, Arjuna understands Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's clear. Now, how has he understood that? First, Prabhupada says, by Krishna's grace. What is that? Atapite deva padam bhujam harer. What is that? Prasadalesha anugrihita evahi. Janati tattvam bhagavan mahimna. Nachanye kopi chiran vichinda. One can't understand Krishna by mental speculation. One may go on for years, pantastu koti satavatsara sampragamya. Vayoratapi manaso munipongavana. So pyasti at prapadasem yavachintatate. Govindamadi purushamitamam. One may go on speculating for thousands and thousands of years and never even get close to understanding Krishna. But prasadalesha anugrihita evahi. A person who's got a little fragment of mercy from Krishna. Janati tattvam. He can understand the glories of the Lord. It depends on Krishna's mercy. So here, Arjuna has understood Krishna, first of all, by Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy is essential. Then, by Krishna's grace, Arjuna has personal experience. He was Krishna's personal friend, and he could see how wonderful Krishna was by personal experience. And every one of us has some personal experience, huh? We have some personal experience of how Krishna is helping us, or how Krishna is acting in this world. Some personal experience is also there, where, there's a word, anubhuti. Anubhuti means personal experience. We have that. Of course, those who are unfortunate, who don't have Krishna's grace, they may have plenty of experience, but they can't put it together and understand Krishna. Because of their lack of good fortune, their lack of pious activities, or their lack of Krishna's grace. Even though they have so much experience, they don't understand Krishna. Pashyanapi na pashyati, they can't. Although seeing, they still can't see. That's also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Katatmano, it's 15th chapter. Nayanam Pashyanta Chetasaha. I think so. Yatanto Pyakratatmano, Nayanam Pashyanta Chetasaha. Yatanto Yoginaschainam Pashyanta Atmanavastatam. Those who are yogis, those who are connected with Krishna in Krishna consciousness, they're able to see how Krishna's doing things, how he's situated within everyone. But even though they try, those who are akritatma, those who are bereft of devotional service, achetasaha, who are unintelligent, nainam pashyanti, they're not able to see Krishna. Vimudha nanu pashyanti, those who don't see through this by following the acharyas, those who try to see on their own without seeing through scriptures, those who are, they're big fools, vimudha. Vimudha na anupashanti, the big fools try to see everything on their own without the benefit of spiritual master in Vedic literature. But pashanti jnana chakshusha, those who have eyes of knowledge, those who see through scriptures, those who are enlightened by a bona fide spiritual master, they can see. Pashanti jnana chakshusha, those who have eyes of knowledge. Just seeing with our eyes doesn't show us anything. The eyes have to be purified. The Queen of England could walk in the room and I wouldn't see her. I just see, you know, some old lady. Right? I don't know her from the, you know, the lady next door. But if someone instructs me that, oh, this is the Queen of England, then I see differently. I see, oh, Your Majesty. So one has to see through the eyes of knowledge. That's actually seeing. So then personal experience has value. When we have the combination of personal experience and Krishna's mercy, then we can see things as they are. So Arjuna had personal experience, intelligence, that's also required. My goodness, so many buttons just to turn off this. Oh, you're taking notes.
I'm taking notes on this.
I see. Is that, can you hear and take notes at the same time? I guess you can, okay. The old days, it used to be done with a pen. Now, pens are over. So, personal experience, intelligence. Intelligence means, buddhi yoga dadami tam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna says, I give the intelligence. Okay. What is all this? Okay, is it? No gadgets. You're the only one authorized to have a gadget. Everybody else, put your gadgets away, please. Your cameras, your this, your that, whatever's beeping. Yes. Okay, we got it finally, I think. All gadgets, Buddha Bund, finished. I love gadgets, but not during the class. You're one, I'm the other. That's it. Okay. They're very distracting. The Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Yenamam Upayantite. Krishna says, for those who are Satata Yukta, always engaged in his devotional service, Priti Purvakam, with love. It's not just a mechanical thing. Priti. When there's some love for Krishna, Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Arjuna had love for Krishna. Krishna was his friend. Krishna was his everything. For the Pandavas, Krishna was their friend. Krishna was their advisor. Krishna was their charioteer. Krishna was sometimes their messenger. Everything. For Pandavas, Krishna is everything. So, naturally, they had love for Krishna. So when one has some, even some interest in Krishna, Krishna says, those who are reading this Bhagavad Gita sincerely are worshipping me by their intelligence. So
then what happens? They get more intelligence. When we read mundane literature and misuse our intelligence that way, then our intelligence further diminishes. But when we use it in Krishna's service, by reading Bhagavad Gita or thinking about Krishna, discussing Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, then Krishna gives more intelligence. Satyajukta, be always engaged in my service. So Arjuna has intelligence, experience, and knowledge. He has knowledge of Krishna. And whatever else a person may have. And through all these, he has understood Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the perfection. Through our intelligence, through our logic, through our personal feeling, through everything. If we come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they're all perfect. Gyanavan, Mam Prapadyate, our knowledge becomes perfect when we come to this conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything becomes perfect. Our endeavors, our life becomes perfect when it's connected with Krishna, with the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The impersonalists are less fortunate because even though they may have some interest in Krishna, they don't understand Krishna to be Purushottam, the Supreme Person. They may think he's one of many gods. They may think he's a manifestation of some higher principle. They may think this. They may think that. They may so many things they may think. They don't get that same benefit. But the devotees who understand Krishna to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, they can... their love for Krishna will increase. They'll understand Krishna by their loving service, and by their loving service, their understanding will increase more and more. Ladies, if you move up more this way, there are other people who want to come in. All the way, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Yeah. Good. So now, in this chapter, Arjuna wants to hear about Atma Vibhutayaha. Vibhuti means specific opulences, specific glories. Therefore, the chapter is called the Opulence of the Absolute. These opulences are specific manifestations of Krishna within this material world. Vaktam arhasya sheshena. Arjuna says, please tell me about these vibhutis in detail. And Krishna will answer, yes, I'll tell you about these, but not in detail. I'll tell you in summary, in outline, because there's no possibility of telling you in detail. There's too much. I'll give you a little pradhanyata kurusheshna. I'll tell you some of the prominent opulences, because actually my opulences are unlimited. What can we understand of Krishna? Just the headlines. We'll understand some of the main points. Some main points. Not everything. That's not possible. Even Krishna doesn't fully understand everything about himself. Yes, that's a fact. He tries to understand himself by his knowledge potency. So he expands his knowledge potency to understand himself. But then his potencies have expanded. He's expanded. Now he has to expand his knowledge potency to understand more. Meanwhile, he's expanded, so again, he has to expand his knowledge potency. It goes on like that. Similarly, his pleasure potency, it expands. But then Krishna, in the person of Krishna and the Radharani, Krishna and the gopis, so Krishna's pleasure expands, but then their pleasure expands, seeing how Krishna is pleased. Seeing how Krishna is pleased. But then seeing how their pleasure is expanded, his pleasure expands. Then their pleasure expands. Well, this is the nature of the Absolute. It's not dull and quiescent and inactive as the impersonalists imagine. In the Absolute, there's dynamic activity, dynamic exchanges. So even Krishna doesn't fully understand his ever-expanding glories, even by his ever-expanding capabilities. So, vaktum arhasya sheshena. Arjuna wants to hear from Krishna personally about these glories. Vaktum arhasya sheshena. Divya hi atma vibhutaya. Because these are Krishna's opulences, they're divya, transcendental. The world is mundane. It's the material world. But when we see Krishna in the material world, then we're seeing divinity, we're seeing the Absolute, we're seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even amidst these material things. Prabhupada gave the example that a Krishna conscious person sees a tree, but he doesn't just see a tree. He sees that the body of the tree is Krishna's external energy. He sees that within the... What's going on? Me? That's the speaker. Yeah. All right, leave it. It's not going to get any better. Just... Yeah, we'll just tolerate it. What's coming? Something's buzzing. Anyway, let it buzz, I guess. We'll just put up again. Oh, I see. Yeah, that's what it is.
No. Without mic, it's okay.
It's just when you speak, it, as soon as you speak, it buzzes.
Without mic, it's okay.
Without mic,
without mic is,
it better without the microphone?
Yes, Maharaj.
Technology sometimes makes things worse. Okay. You can hear in the back? Okay. Small room.
I'm looking for rope.
Yeah, if you can't hear, you can come forward. So the non-devotee just sees a tree, but the devotee sees that the tree's body is Krishna's external energy, earth, water, fire, air. Then within the tree is the soul, who's eternal. There's no difference between the living entity and the tree's body, and the living entity and the Brahman's body, or any living entity. He sees that Krishna is present in the heart of that living entity also, as super soul. He sees so much. You may remember that Krishna's playing in Vrindavan, where there are so many trees, of which this tree is a perverted reflection. So he sees Krishna wherever he looks. He sees that Krishna is present. And as soon as Krishna is present, then the mundane becomes transcendental. Actually, everything is transcendental. In the ultimate sense, Parashu Brahmana Shakti, because everything is Krishna's energy. And Krishna is divine, so everything is divine. But for our understanding, we see that Krishna has different energies, material energy, spiritual energy, marginal energy. So, when we don't see Krishna, then we're missing the picture.
And when we see Krishna, then we're actually seeing. So the tendency is, in this material world, to forget Krishna. And not see Krishna. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mayi pashyati, tasyaham na pranashyami, sachame na pranashyati. Krishna says, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So Arjuna wants to help us see in this way, to see Krishna everywhere. Of course, ultimately it's possible by devotional service. And along with devotional service, knowledge. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. Bhaktya shuta grihitaya. Devotional service doesn't mean just sentiment. Tach chadadhana muniyo gana vairagya yuktaya. Pashyanti atmani chatmanam bhaktya shuta grihitaya. Real devotional service means that knowledge is included in the package. So, Arjuna wants to hear something. We get knowledge by hearing about the transcendental opulences of Krishna. Yabhir vibhuti bhir lokan imam stvam vyapyatishtiti, by which you pervade this whole material world. Vyapya means all pervading. Yes, pervading this world. Lokan, all the planets of the world, not just this one. The Lord is everywhere, although he never leaves Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Although the Lord is always situated in Goloka Vrindavan, Vrindavanam paratyaja paramekam nagacchati, he's all pervading also. Ega desha stitasyagnir jyotsna vistarani yata parasya brahmana shakti tatenam akilam jagat. As a fire stays in one place but spreads itself everywhere by heat and light, so the Lord, although in one place, pervades everything by his different energies. So therefore Krishna is everywhere. And the Arjuna wants to hear some hints from Krishna. Actually, he wants to hear a detailed description from Krishna of how Krishna's pervading everything, how Krishna's everywhere. He clarifies in the next verse that he wants to know how he can always think of Krishna wherever he goes. And Krishna will answer these this request in this chapter. Okay. What kind of questions do we have tonight? If any.
Saraj, is it that bhakti only leads to bhakti, or pious activities can also lead to bhakti?
No. Pious activities alone can't bring one to bhakti. It may provide fertile ground, but one has to get the seed of devotional service by connection with pure devotee, not by pious activities. By pious activities, one can't get Krishna. Something else?
During your class, you said that even the little fragment of mercy of Krishna, if somebody gets, he can understand Krishna. And then the later you said that the combination of anubhuti, personal experience, and the mercy of Krishna, when both are there, then only one can understand Krishna.
If you get the mercy of Krishna, you'll have personal experience. Personal experience, what does mercy mean after all? You know, please give me your mercy. So what is it? It's like, you get like an express parcel or something with a big M on it. Is that what mercy is? you know, mercy comes in the form of, you get a personal experience by Krishna's mercy. Everyone has some sort of personal experience. So by Krishna's mercy, you get personal experience by which you can understand Krishna. Everyone has some intelligence, but by Krishna's mercy, you get intelligence by which you can understand Krishna. Everyone sees, but by Krishna's mercy, you see in such a way that you see Krishna. Okay? The opportunity to serve, that comes by Krishna's mercy. The chance to associate with pure devotees, that comes by Krishna's mercy. The ability to chant nicely and hear Krishna's mercy. The orders of the spiritual master, Krishna's mercy. Anything else?
Does it mean that coming to Krishna consciousness itself is
Krishna's mercy? Yeah, you can't come to Krishna consciousness without Krishna's mercy. There is no Krishna consciousness without Krishna's mercy. You get a book, you hear the mantra, you meet a devotee. It's all by Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy extended by his devotees.
Between Krishna's mercy and Krishna's grace?
No. Same thing. Totally synonymous terms. Anything else?
Krishna's mercy is available everywhere, just like the rain is flowing. But it is our desire to receive this mercy is the differentiator.
Yeah. So or a devotee's, maybe a devotee just wants to give you mercy. It may be that you're sincerely looking for Krishna's mercy, or you may not even be looking, but the devotee is looking. Give this guy a break. It's called causeless mercy. You don't deserve it by anything you did, any quality you have. Just the devotee thinks, look at this. Maybe he thinks, look at this poor slob, or maybe he thinks he's a nice person, give him somehow or other. If a devotee wants to be merciful to you, that's all. Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj liked me, that's all.
So many millions and billions of years we are rebellious and not serving to Krishna. When we are starting serving Krishna, we're just forgetting everything and so many sins what we have committed and just taken away. And again, he's taking us back to his service.
Taking back what?
For the service, for the devotional service.
Yeah.
We are part and parcel of Krishna, but we don't have that quality immediately, like the mercy, the forgiveness. Or Krishna forgives us.
Excuse me?
Krishna forgives us all our sins.
Yeah.
We are part and parcel of Krishna.
Yeah.
We also must have the same quality, like forgiveness.
Yeah, when one becomes Krishna conscious, then you'll have all of these things. As the... Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavacha kinshana suragrinai statra samasitas. One becomes Krishna conscious, he develops all these good qualities. Anything else? Excuse me?
It is said that if we directly follow the order of our Guru, if we directly follow the order of our Guru,
yes.
The senior Vaishnavas, you know, we can go back home, back to Godhead.
Yes.
In that point, how relevant it is to use our intelligence in that matter?
You have to use to follow the order of the spiritual master. That's intelligence. You don't have to be brilliant. You know, that's usually the problem. People are too brilliant. The spiritual master says, bring me a glass of water, and they start thinking, yeah, water, but milk would be so much better. So that's probably called that over-intelligent. Intelligence to follow.
Yes.
To obtain the mercy, it is by destiny or by the past karmas or by actions. I mean, just
destiny. Maybe past destiny in this case means past devotional service. You did some devotional service, now you're getting benefit. Or just without any past devotional, same thing. Either you get devotional service because of previous devotional service, or you get devotional service just because the devotee or Krishna says, let him have it. Is that okay? Okay. I think we'll stop here. Thank you very much.